Welcome to the Defense and Aerospace Report podcast. I'm your host, Vagra Maradian. Our podcast is brought to you by Bell. Since 1935, Bell has been redefining flight. Learn more about its pioneering spirit at bellflight.com. And welcome to our coverage of the Association of the United States Army's annual meeting, this year conducted virtually as AUSA Now, and it is my honor to welcome to the program for this exclusive AUSA conversation, Dr. Franco Gosali Beretta, the president and CEO of Fabbrica d'Armi Pietro Beretta, the heart of the family-owned Beretta company that is the world's oldest arms manufacturer that dates back to at least 1526 when Maestro Decane Bartolomeo Beretta sold 185 arquebus barrels to the Doge of Venice, weapons that were used at the pivotal Battle of Lepanto some 50 years later. And in the five centuries since, the company remains in family hands, is a leading weapons manufacturer, and Dr. Beretta is the 15th generation of his family to lead the company based in Brescia. Today, Beretta's revenues are about 700 million euros or about $800 million with a global workforce of about 3,000 distributed among 12 units that includes Gunmaker Beretta, but also Benelli Shotguns, Steiner Optics, and Sako Bolt Action Rifles. His dad expanded into the high-end clothing business. The company has a global footprint that includes Beretta USA, the company's U.S. arm, where you guys have 600 employees in six states, including manufacturing facilities in Tennessee, Colorado, and Ohio. That I should point out is now sponsoring our coverage of AUSA as well as land warfare. Dr. Beretta, grazie mille, benvenuto, welcome, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, and it's a great pleasure to be here with you and with everybody listening to us.
And before we get started, our global coverage is sponsored by Leonardo DRS. Northrop Grumman sponsors our weekly cyber report and our cyber coverage overall. Fincantieri, Marinette Marine sponsors our naval coverage. General Atomics, Aeronautical Systems sponsors our coverage of strategy. And of course now, Beretta USA is sponsoring our AUSA Now and land warfare coverage. Sir, COVID has had a major impact around the world. It had a major impact in Italy as well. And many organizations have taken this as an opportunity to drive permanent changes in how they do business. How has it impacted Beretta and how you're going to be doing business in the future, whether it's organizational improvements? How has it changed how you will be operating into the future?
Yes, at Beretta, we had to face COVID at the beginning of this very serious virus. And so we started from Italy because it was the first country in Europe hit by COVID. And the first reaction was that we needed to analyze deeper the situation. And so we decided that for the safety of our workforce, that it's naturally the most important asset of the company, it was probably better to close the different departments so to understand how to reorganize ourselves for a more safe and controlled production. And so we closed the company, and for 1 week with a dedicated team that was at the beginning just with internal people, but then also with dialogue with the local hospital and the university and the prefettura, we established a table to discuss how it was to be handled such a crisis. Mm-hmm. And from them, it came out a protocol that we first apply to the main factory in Gardone Valtrompia, and then we spread it out throughout our company around the world.
Let me ask you, and so far those protocols have worked. You've balanced everybody's safety and security with being able to deliver because you guys have contracts that you're delivering on around the world.
Yes, naturally the protocol had to be tested, and so we were analyzing on one side the sanitary aspect and on the other side the working organization that, like you were saying, we had to, in any case, continue to deliver product. Deliver product all around the world in a lot of cases for Department of Defense contract, so with a very tight schedule, and in some other case for commercial use, so with a little bit more of flexibility. And it worked.
It's really quite extraordinary, and I know the very, very high price Italians paid with the number of fatalities, and we hope that the situation doesn't get worse as we're starting to see around the world. On October 3rd, the company celebrated its 494th birthday, so happy birthday. Many, many Thank happy returns. While you represent a truly legendary brand, in the end, governments really are driven by capability and by performance. So just because you're old doesn't mean you're destined to survive either, especially in a highly competitive business like yours. What are the keys to remaining competitive for so long? What's sort of the secret that's allowed Beretta to survive where other companies have not?
You are absolutely right. It doesn't mean because a company has lasted so long that it can have a guarantee future. We need to continue to keep going. I think that in Beretta, what I have learned together with my brother, that we are now the 15th generation handling this business, is that each generation need to bring something to the company. Otherwise, there is a big risk of finishing this tradition. And what is that we think make the difference is continuing investing in our industry, because we think that our industry is really the future, and investing with financial resources, first of all, because if you don't guarantee a financial very strong situation, you cannot continue to invest. And why we invest? We invest to remain contemporary, because again, each generation need to understand where is living and when is living. And my predecessor did an excellent job in doing this, and now is my and my brother turn to make this company contemporary. What it means? That in all the department of the company, we need to continue to stimulate to make the best investment. Best investment that are naturally on the product, on manufacturing, and naturally on marketing. So it's all the different areas that need resource. These resources need to continue to be monitored, because it's important to give the resource on one side and monitor that they are invested in the right way to develop the new generation of firearms, the new way of working on how we work in the manufacturing and how we market our product.
You know, one of the keys, you're a very, very long cycle business, as you mentioned, right? Your planning cycles are much closer to governments in that you guys have a tendency of making generational investments. And over the centuries, whether it was metallurgy or precision machining, you looked at each one of these new technologies in terms of maintaining the competitive advantage. And now we're in a very, very different, even more digital age than before, with better modeling and simulation technology, for example, or digital design. And I know digital design is one of your passions. The Pentagon is looking at digital design to accelerate innovation cycles. From your standpoint, what are the most important technologies that you're investing in so that you guys are competitive, say, 10, 15 years from now?
You rightly said digital for sure is the key word. Under this huge umbrella of digital, there is a lot to talk about. The first time I begin to think really seriously about the digital change, it was when I started to work that the chief of the engineer in Gardone presented to me as a young person facing the working environment and explaining me that we had to drop the old way of developing a product with the drawing boards, and we needed to go to the CAD technology and then a lot of other technology. This is the first step. And since then, I'm following very deeply these new tools, because it's not just something to be think as is fashionable to have a digital company. No, it's really the game changer. And for example, the US military for sure needs more and more advanced product, more reliable. And the only way to develop really innovative product, no matter if it's the firearms, or if it's the ammunition, or if it's the aiming device, this, if has to be a breakthrough, can be done only with the new technology that digital is bringing. So it's a game changer. We continue to invest since 30 years in this field, and I can say that we have done dramatic change, because in the long guns, for example, we are at the sixth generation of developing the new assault rifle and facing the seventh generation. The last two generations, they are dramatically changed compared to the other, because we have been able to develop them and test them and prototype them thanks to the digital technology. So we can be faster and more reliable, because this is really what the digital technology gave you. The same on the handguns. The handguns, we are even more to the 7 and 8 generation of new handguns. And this, again, the last two generation of firearms allow new performance that until a few years ago were impossible. But this is possible thanks to the digital tool, again, in R&D and in prototyping, because also this is of paramount importance to have analysis before the first prototype is finalized. We can make a lot of analysis thanks to the digital tools.
How much, if you don't mind me asking, how many percent of your overall revenue do you invest in new technology, right? I mean, even some big American companies, you know, are at the 1% level. How many percent of that total revenue do you reinvest in your business every year?
We tend to stay around 3%. This is an average, but as you can understand, there is we are fortunately a family-owned company, so the final decision is on mine or my brother or in the past my father desk, and in some case we understand that if there is the right opportunity in a certain year, because a critical new product has to be developed, or a new critical machining equipment have to be invested, there is not a limit, a financial limit, or just a number that say we cannot do it because we go over 3%. It's a decision that, in this case, the entrepreneur come in, step in, and can take, because it's for the good and it's for the future of our company. And so, in a lot of cases, I have seen before my father and now me and my brother that we take decision that can take this investment also further, because it's of paramount importance to keep up and be contemporary. To be contemporary, sometimes you have to accelerate the investment.
And that's the big advantage of being privately held instead of a corporation that's looking quarter to quarter for its returns, from your standpoint?
For sure. Naturally, on one side, we need, and this is the holding, and my brother especially, that they dedicate a lot of attention to the financial, because we are family-owned, so our resources are limited somehow. And so we need absolutely to pay a lot of attention to continue to be profitable. But like you point out, we are not obsessed by the quarter result. We are obsessed by the financial result medium term. And in some case, this allow us to make a step ahead of to face the market and of our competitors.
How do you structure your investments? Because Beretta, on the one hand, is a leading commercial company, commercial maker, all the way from the highest end, high-end handmade firearms and shotguns, for which you're known, but also the mass production, both for military markets, but also for consumer markets. How do your investment strategies, how does the commercial investment help defense? How does defense help commercial? What are the approach you guys take when it comes to doing your strategic planning?
Based on the heritage of Beretta, that we are born in 1526 thanks to a contract with the Venice Arsenal, the defense business has been always the lead to new investment, because I am a strong believer that because of our heritage, but because of the reality, it's the defense industry that in all the different sector has always bring the real innovation. If you look at the history of the clothing, the garments, all the technical clothing that now are used in the fashion, they come from the military needs. The digital, if we have internet, if we have GPS, this is naturally come from military needs and military research and defense contractor. So I think that this is also the strategic point of view of Beretta. We have to continue to follow the necessity of the Department of Defense of the country where we work to really innovate. And so this is what drive me in innovation. So to answer your question, it's the military that drive the innovation, and then we transfer it in, not in all the case, but in some case, to the commercial. The commercial is very important because it gave us stability. And so it's the combination of the two that guarantee to a family business a hopefully a prosperous future. Innovation thanks to the military and stable production thanks to the commercial.
The company was a weapons maker, but over the decades has continued to evolve to become sort of a more complete systems manufacturer, right? I mean, and that's true for every single market, whether it's on the aerospace side of things or on armored vehicles and what have you. You bought Steiner, which was an optics company. Sako is a bolt action maker. So you're broadening the portfolio. As you look 10 or 15 years into the future, where is the market going to be and what are the new capabilities, you know, I mean, do you foresee, you know, communication, different kinds of sites? What are the different elements of this business where you feel you have to fill out the portfolio to remain competitive as your customers themselves change and what they're looking for from systems at your segment of the market or segments of the market, right?
Yeah, like you point out, we moved in the direction to become more a system integrator. And we didn't invent anything. We just copy what was already in place in the other defense industry, because naturally, you know better than me what happened aviation and in Navy, that the system integrator were already the winners. In the soldier equipment, this was not happening until a few years ago. And this is why we created the Beretta Defense Division that is a system to put together all our know-how and technology that we have in the different company with the different specialization. So Beretta with the firearms and the tactical gear, Benelli with the tactical shotgun, Sacco with the sniper and the ammunition, and the optic division with Steiner. And nowadays, the Department of Defense, they ask us more and more a total solution, and is thanks to this Beretta Defense Technology Division that we can aggregate all our know-how and provide to the Department of Defense new solution. What are the new solution? For sure, everything is based on performance because the soldier, this is what they are looking for, to enhance their performance and somehow to make the product more user-friendly. Again, this come from other industry. The product of the future, I think they will be lighter with better performance, both in hitting capability and reliability, and more user-friendly. And so this is part of the work that we are doing every day in all the different departments, in the firearms, in the optic division, to make this product more reliable, effective, and user-friendly. So we have to be more close to the end user, so to really make their life safer and easier.
Are there any, you know, acquisitions you guys are considering to fill out what you think will be capabilities you need, right? So on the one hand, you're consolidating the capabilities you have, but as you look at that horizon, do you see capabilities that you think you need, or are you satisfied that you have the capabilities you need for the foreseeable future?
We are never satisfied. This is our part of the work of the entrepreneur, that we are always looking ahead, not only to improve financial result. The financial result are just a tool to continue to invest, but to provide better solution. And so for sure, we continue to look in the different field to improve. In the firearms, for sure, and this is why we created the partnership with General Dynamics to share our know-how to create the best platform for the future of the U.S. Armed Forces with the program NGSW. And but as I mentioned before, not only on the firearms, for sure. The ammunition, the ballistic aspect is something that we are looking very deeply. And so this is an area that we have a department in Finland, but for sure we will continue to invest there and maybe abroad. And in the aiming device, because we absolutely need to reach a new standard of the new system that we will provide to our customer, our partner, the Department of Defense. And so, yes, we will continue to invest. And naturally, I cannot disclose exactly where we are going, but I can assure you that in the future, we will inform you as soon as possible when we will have new acquisition in place.
Let me ask you one question about ammunition, because I think that folks focus on the arms, but less so on the ammunition. And it seems as though ammunition is going, there is a bit of a revolution ongoing. Folks are looking at case telescope designs, combustible casings. What are some of the work you guys are doing? Because this notion of the sort of the steel-cased ammunition for some is the end of a generation, and we're ready to go to a new generation that allows each individual soldier to carry more, right? I mean, if you make the case a lot lighter, you can carry more rounds for each box or each personal load. What are the kind of investments you're making, and what do you see as the future of the ammunition side of the business? Because I know you guys are developing, directing quite a lot of your simulation and testing efforts that you have, which are very, very novel for a company of your size, to investigate what that future of the ammunition side of the business looks like.
Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot enter in deep detail. The ammunition and the ballistic is a very complex issue where I have for sure some knowledge, and my team has a much better knowledge than myself. But we are looking at it because it's again, the game changer. If we are looking to have better performance of the firearms, in the last 50 and more years, the ammunition were always the same. Now we are at the point where the professional user, so the Department of Defense, decided to change. So it won't come out just from a manufacturer like us or other competitors. This new generation of ammunition with increase, dramatically increased performance, it will come out, I think, from a strong collaboration between us, the industry, but absolutely we need to work with the user, that they face a difficult situation every day. Which is the direction? For sure, the distance is something that we are all together working to improve the distance, and so the accuracy at the distance. And the other big point is the lightweight, because the logistic, like it has always been of paramount importance, also in the new difficult situation that our soldier need to face, we need to give them better tool. So making it easy, it's distance, longer distance with improved accuracy, and on the other side, the logistic aspect, and so the lightweight.
Let me take you to the next generation squad weapon. You said you're teamed with General Dynamics. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Why General Dynamics, and why do you believe your team has the right solution for this important Army contract?
Because, again, I think that nowadays, we try to make a better team inside our group with the Beretta Defense Technology team, we think that the future is for sure reachable if we are able to collaborate internally in between our company. But we are, at the end, a small family-owned company. And so, to work together with a big corporation like General Dynamics bring us a lot of knowledge. So it's a combination between the knowledge in the defense industry, both from an organization point of view and from a technical point of view of General Dynamics, and our knowledge on the firearms and on mass production, that can bring a new solution for the Department of Defense. We absolutely need to improve this capability to work better with other way of working. And so we thought that a small family company like us, but with a lot of technology in the firearms, was great to combine it with the player of the defense industry like General Dynamics that brings a lot of knowledge from an organization, relationship, and technical aspect that probably by ourselves we will never be able to reach.
And from a technical perspective, why do you think you guys have the right technical approach to the Army requirement?
Because we really try, again, together with General Dynamics, to make something new. The bullpup design allow, for sure, improved performance, because in a shorter dimension, we have a length of the barrel that can give whatever ammunition we will go to face better performance. To improve the performance, the recoil will be one of the factors. Together with General Dynamics, we develop a system that will increase the performance, reducing the recoil and improving the accuracy and reducing the training. The box magazine, another very important characteristic that will help, again, squad mobility and the user-friendly concept. So we think that really we have a lot of tools to put on the table to give a much better improved solution compared to the existing model.
Let me ask you one last question, which is investment in the United States. Obviously, you have a new CEO here in the States, Francesco Valente. You've been investing in the business. In fact, your dad was key in investing in the U.S. Business. Unfortunately, there was a setback. You guys lost the contract to replace the M9 to Sig Sauer. Talk to us about the lesson. Right. I mean, over the company's long history, you've learned a lot of positive lessons by winning. You've learned some positive lessons sometimes by losing. Talk to us about what some of the lessons were learned from that loss that will make you more competitive. And what do you see as the future of Beretta in the U.S. market over the long term, given that you guys are investing in this market?
Yeah, as you mentioned, USA is the most important market for us. My father had the vision to invest at the end of the 70s, and with my brother, we think that this is the strategic path that we need to continue to invest in US, because you are absolutely the most important market. And going back to the defense industry, it's always and always been that is the Department of Defense of US that bring the real innovation. So why we want to continue to be a player and a reference in the Department, US Department of Defense, is because we want to be the most innovative company. MHS was as usual, a challenge as a tender. In life, I have learned that sometimes you can win, and this is something that you really like, but sometimes you can also lose, and you have to take advantage also of this aspect. What we have learned, once again, United States show us that they have a different approach. MHS wanted to bring to the table, like for the NGSW, something really new. And so the specification of the product were different from the past, because like we have said, there is a lot going on in the ammunition, because the Department of Defense need better performance. And so for the MHS, we think we develop a good or very good platform. Eventually, there was somebody that had a strong platform as well. And so this is competition. But this made us even more stronger in trying to do what I tried to explain before, to be better in collaborating with our internal company to find better solution in the different aspect, but also eventually with other partner like General Dynamics, so to really develop the state of the art of a new product. So MHS is a lesson learned. We can further improve our platform. How? Better collaborating internally in the company, leveraging all our know-how, but also collaborating with other outside companies.
Dr. Beretta, thanks very much. It's an honor and pleasure talking. Would love to talk to you again in the future. The best of luck. And I'm sorry that we're not seeing each other at this AUSA, but certainly look forward to seeing you either in Italy or over here in the United States. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, and thank you very much.
And now a word from our sponsor, retired United States Army Major General Jeff Schlosser, who is the Executive Vice President for Strategic Pursuits at Bell.
We've been building creative and innovative aircraft, next generation types of capabilities for almost 9 decades. Bell is the company that can deliver that.
Thanks very much, sir. And thanks to all of you for listening. Please follow our daily podcasts and visit the Defense and Aerospace Report website to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook at Defense and Aerospace Report, and check us out on LinkedIn. And stay tuned for our weekly cyber report sponsored by Northrop Grumman. Thanks again to Bell for their generous sponsorship, and we'll see you again tomorrow.